I'm Anthony Nearmy from Mount Gambier.
I'm Dick Bromhead from Madam.
Now, you've both dressed up for the occasion today. Anthony, where's your costume been inspired from?
I came on the Marion as fireman, so I fired the boiler from this morning onwards and half the night tonight.
And how much preparation goes into getting the Marion ready to bring it down to an event like this?
It took us volunteers, sort of a one full day, or maybe two. There were other people making beds and things. About, say, 2 days, about 20 people to get the boat ready. We loaded 14 tonnes of wood on her, and we had to load that by hand.
Are you impressed with the crowds here today?
Yes, a lot more than I thought.
It's a good turnout. It's a lovely turnout. It's a wonderful thing to be involved in the 100th anniversary of the building of this magnificent feature. It's just a pity they weren't all a little bit further downstream, so we wouldn't have as much shallow water to go through. But that's how they did them.
How do you think people see the river as part of the community?
People see the river in different ways. Some see it just as a source of water for their crops. Other people see it just as a recreational point of view. And people like myself probably get to see it all. Most of us love the river, and sometimes we despair of some of the things that are happening to it.
And just finally, gentlemen, do you think today's celebrations would have given 100 years ago a decent run for its money?
Yeah, I reckon they'd give it a fair nudge. What do you reckon, Tony?
Yeah, no, without being there, yeah, I'm impressed.
Helen Stagg, historian.
So 100 years ago, 70 politicians, including the Prime Minister, including most of the state premiers, how on earth did all of them manage to come to this event?
Well, because for years they had been arguing, the states were arguing, and so it had come to a solution that we had an agreement, so I guess they had to come and see it happen, and that was fitting. And it's fitting today that we've got representatives here as well.
Now, 100 years ago, an infrastructure project like this, what can we compare it with in more recent times? How big was it, really?
It was massive. It's very hard to put a number on the men who worked here, although I have managed to gather over 1,100 names of workers who may have only worked for a short period of time on the lock, but there were others who worked for the duration, for the 20 years or so. My grandfather worked pretty much from the start till the completion of South Australia's share of locking the river.
What are the accounts from before the locks were starting to be built about the state of the river? How much do people mention that it would fluctuate?
Irrigation settlements were beginning along the river from as early as the 1880s, and people were suffering the severe droughts where the river would just dry up, basically. People could walk across the river. And I've seen an article where the South Australian politicians went on a river boat cruise up the river, and at each of the little towns, Loxton and even at Lake Victoria, local growers were gathering and saying, please do something to harness this river. We need, well, not only the water for the crops, but the navigation, the shipping, the freight to get the crops to the market. People were just crying out for this river to be bridled.
And so what sort of change did we see? You're talking about early irrigation communities, but how quickly did we see farming along the River Murray once the locks were installed increase?
Well, that's not an area that I've looked into so much, but I guess once the river was reliably available with, you know, channels to pipe off water, etc., so growers could actually plant crops and know that they would get a harvest.
This story is such a big part of this part of the world, but it probably really hasn't been discussed very much. Are you being contacted by lots of people who are searching for the story of their relatives?
Yes, I've made some amazing connections, mainly through social media, and I've got a page, Facebook page, Murray River Locks and Weirs Construction History, and I've had some dialogues on there with family descendants of lock builders and gained some beautiful photos which are in the book and some additions to the stories. So people are coming out of the woodwork even now, you know, people who I didn't know about saying, oh, my grandfather worked on the locks. So the stories are still out there.